Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
Josh McCown, maybe the next head coach of the Texans. I went to Rosary on Tuesday night. Do you think they'd hire me?
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Again, we're asking the question, what is likely to change price-wise? Just like with MVP, what is likely to change price-wise in the next 2 to 3 weeks? Can we time something here because Cleveland is playing such an advantageous schedule, especially for the next 2 to 3 weeks?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed, it is You Better You Bet. Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on the BetQL Network. Every game here is Game 7, and you get no hot take BS. You just get the bets and the sports. Live today in the hashtag plethora of places. I don't know, why did I say it like the bets and the sports? I don't know. We're live in the plethora of places. Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app. BetQL.com, BetQLNetwork.com, the BetQL app. Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network. YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports and Twitch.tv/BetQL. As Ken and I get set to bring, someone's got to turn their... Please, a lot of audio in my ear. Please turn that off, whatever it is. As Ken and I get set to bring you the Wagertainment for the next 4 hours as we talk all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook and pro football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is their hometown sportsbook. Also know about BetQL, that BetQL's got all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks, the experts, the algorithms, and the five-star plays. BetQL.com and the BetQL app. On this terrific Tuesday, the first day of February in the year of our Lord, 2022, the show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet, Instagram at YBYB Sports. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, THEKOSTOS, and Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. We got four phenomenal guests coming your way today on a terrific Tuesday. Welcome to the football offseason as we are close to it. Brian Scalabrine is going to join us, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, talking all things NBA at the top of hour number two. Our pal Rob Doster is going to return from Bet Rivers in the Field of 68 podcast network, breaking down all things college basketball. We have just a jam-packed card tonight in college hoops. We'll get Rob's takes on all the games, including Chris Beard's return to Texas Tech. I love, by the way, that like Texas Tech like hates Chris Beard. Like all the
hates
students
him.
Hate
absolutely a... hates
him. But why? Like why?
Because if you're in college, it's fun to hate things. So like when Saban left LSU for Alabama, game day was at the first game, his return back to Baton Rouge. They burned him in effigy the night before at like a giant gathering. It was like, okay. Like, I mean, yeah, like that sucks, but
like what was Texas Tech before like Beard got them to a national championship game? Like what was like the, right. Like the other shining highlight of Texas Tech, like having like Bobby Knight at the tail end of his career?
Yeah, like Bobby Knight, and then like wasn't like Tubby Smith their coach and like took him to the tournament a bunch of times? Like
I
had
guess,
some track record of success. But
not like they had with Beard. Like Beard brought them to a national championship, should have won probably that national title game against Virginia. And people are gonna get up. People are going to get pissed at Chris Beard because he took a better job for more money. Because
they're in college.
I mean, really?
Yes. Yes, because they're in college. Yes. That's what
I
they
guess.
Do.
I don't know. I just thought the whole thing's preposterous.
What do you want him to do? I was a moron in college. Weren't you a moron in college?
Yeah, I guess I was a moron in college, but like I would be the type of moron in college that would drink and go to the game and yell at Chris Beard. These people were like waiting for like the bus to arrive at like midnight. Like to,
right,
like to
but you also.
Who does that?
I mean, I went to Richmond, and you went to Fordham. Like, did anybody ever leave Fordham and go coach at another program? And you,
well, yeah,
it's not quite the same.
Yes, yes, that would be Olympiakos in Greece,
right? People left Fordham to go coach somewhere better than Fordham, apparently,
or somewhere or some European league or something. Yeah, so
right,
maybe.
Exactly, maybe not quite the same. Maybe just maybe we don't get it. Maybe we're not real ones in that way. You know?
Yeah, you know what? We are. It's ridiculous. Okay. Maybe I'm just old. Rob Doster is going to join us, talk Texas Tech, the rest of this late tonight, and big picture betting topics in college basketball. Now, it's Thursday, it's Tuesday, not Thursday. Generally, our pal Rob Bazzola joins us on Thursdays, but with no NFL game this week, Rob will rejoin us next Thursday on the show. But Rob has agreed to come on today to give his best Tom Brady betting stories, with the GOAT having hung them up. Rob is very open about the fact he's lost tons of money betting against Tom Brady over the years. So best Brady betting stories, maybe a Super Bowl question, and maybe a little NHL discussion with pro sports bettor Rob Bazzola. And then we've got the other Zola coming on the show, and that is James Mazzola, giving us golf bets for the weekend, as he does each and every Tuesday. Plus, Ken and I are going to give you our Tom Brady betting stories. Tom Brady officially hangs them up. I want to get your take as a Patriots fan, someone who grew up in the New England area, about Brady's announcement earlier this morning that caused like a bleep storm on social media. We'll see what you think about that. Then our best Tom Brady betting stories, and would encourage everyone, YouTube, Twitch, on Twitter, let us know your favorite Tom Brady betting stories as well. We'll tell you about some line movement with Super Bowl 56, and an edition of It Moved, some NBA takeaways from last night, including MVP, and a little rookie of the year discussion as well. Power Hour, Final Hour, NBA, NHL, and the aforementioned very busy night in college basketball. We're locked and loaded. Terrific Tuesday. Ken Barkley, how you doing?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doing great. Coming off a 5-0 NBA night last night. Just threw up a little 5-0, which was great. Needed it pretty bad. NBA hasn't been the greatest thing. 5-0 helps a whole lot. And it's also February 1st. Like, draw a little circle around that, starting a new month on the sports calendar. We usually, when it's March 1st, we usually make a big deal out of it because it means the tournament's that month. When it's the fall, we talk about like the best sports times of the year. Like, where do you have February slotted in on your like sports calendar? It's like a pretty, it's not bad. Like, it's pretty high up there. It's not the best, but it's pretty
now,
good.
Now, February gets a bad rap generally because it's football ends and it's before March Madness.
Winter, groundhogs. Yeah. Broken hearts.
When do the NBA playoffs start? April?
Like April 15th-ish, something like that. Yeah, around tax day.
I mean, it's not a great sports month. It's not great.
It's not, well, there's not, well, the Super Bowl is always in February, to be fair. I was going to say nothing is decided in February, but something is decided. The Super Bowl is always in February, but it's always right at the start. It's usually like the second or something really, really early.
The first Sunday in February, yes. Right. I would say it's better than, like, unless you want to say like the NBA playoffs, tech, like they go into June. But right, I guess like,
what's
February
the worst
sport month?
July? July is the
July
worst
and month. August. Well, because August you've got NFL preseason. So I would say it's July because it's just baseball.
And like July, you still have, July you have like Wimbledon, golf majors. Although the new golf major calendar is a little weird.
Vacation. That's what
I have. Sleep. Right. Yeah, exactly. Outside time. That's what I have in July. Yeah. Like July is probably number one. Is August number two or is I guess June has the NBA finals, but June stinks
I like
besides
August.
That.
I love the NFL preseason and getting geared up for the NFL regular season. I'm into August.
I think June is second. Right?
Yeah, June sucks. As a sports
June's
sport.
Like the NBA finals and that's it.
And that's it, baseball.
And it's the depression of under... Yeah, I don't even count that. It's the depression of like knowing that the NBA playoffs is only down to this series and there are days off in between the games. It's like from a sports standpoint. Now you're excited because the weather is so amazing compared to what it's been as you've gone through those seasons. I think June's second worst. Yeah, I think it has to be.
So I think February is probably like the third worst sports month, I would say, of the year. But
so February's
like,
worse than August. Really?
Well, I love the NFL and like I love the ramp up to the season. That's like
college
like,
football starts in August. Usually at least two weeks of college football in August.
It's fantasy football draft season. The preseason. I love betting on the preseason. We do a lot of that on the show. So like, I don't think February, like June and July are bad. I don't think February's bad. I just don't think it's as good as some of these other months.
That's really the third worst. Yeah, you might be right, actually. That's unfortunate.
April's got the NFL draft also in addition to the NBA playoffs.
Well, April's amazing. Like April's NHL, great. NBA play. Those nights,
Masters,
those like 2 weeks.
The National
Masters
Championship
is incredible.
Game.
National Championship game. But that, so it's that starts the month. And then like a week or two later, that 2 weeks of nights where there's like four NHL playoff games and four NBA playoff games every night for like 2-3 weeks. Oh my God. Just like one of the absolute best times of year. Yeah. Like April's way high up. Like April might be like number one, number two, number three, like in that area. Like it's really good. Like, not a whole lot better.
But I like February. I think February is a pretty good sports month. February gets.
But we just called it the third worst.
Yeah,
how
but it's
you
still
like
good.
It if it's the third worst? Okay. So it's like basically, there's a big drop off. There's not an equal amount between every month.
Well,
like
if
February is
10th.
Yeah. But if February's 10th, then like it's February, then like a pretty big drop, and then June, and then as low as you can possibly go, and then July.
Yeah, February draw a line, and then we get June and July after that.
Got it. So February's kind of like clinging on to the bottom of the other months for dear life, basically.
Well, February, we got tons of NBA, we got tons of college. These are sports that I like. Like, I hate
if you like regular seasons, this month is for you. This is the month for you if you like regular seasons.
Oh, man, we still got a bunch of head coaching hires to make in the National Football League. This is still a lot of fun.
There's a lot going on. It just, I was just curious. We know February doesn't get any shine. We don't talk about it on the show like we talk about all the other months. I was curious. I don't know how it slotted into kind of the power rankings of how we view
the sports.
Do you
agree with my assessment? I would say it's the third worst.
Well, it's funny because like I agree with you on August, but it's funny because the first 2 weeks of August is just like July part two and it stinks. And then like things kind of finally get going. But I'm with you that like the excitement about sports in August is almost better than the excitement about sports in any other month of the
year. Do you
want to
flip
year,
it? Basically. Do you want to put February in front of August and have February being ninth?
I don't think I can because I bet I do so much win total stuff. And that's like my crush is right at the end of that month of like,
and you
working.
Enjoy it though, right? But you
and,
like
and it's
stuff.
Like, yeah, college football win totals is like my favorite thing. And like, it's like my favorite betting thing. And maybe, I guess August is like way up there. It's weird because it's like a month with not many games is way up there. It's like very bizarre, but I guess it is. I guess you're right. Yeah, February, lower than I thought. I was expecting us to come to the conclusion that February was underrated when I asked the question, and it's turned out the complete opposite of how
you I know what? It. I disagree with that. I think you're right. I think February is underrated despite where we slotted it in. I think February is underrated. People like February.
You think it's rated like 12th in the brains of people, but it's actually like, it's in a group along with other good months, but we don't recognize that.
It's just, I think it's like it's ignored. February becomes an afterthought, unfortunately, because like the NFL's over and like before March Madness. And I understand the Super Bowl's on the 13th this year, but like it really gets overlooked. I think February's pretty great. I definitely think February's underrated. Like, if anything, June's overrated. Like, oh, June, we got NBA Finals in baseball. Yeah. Great.
Neat.
June is overrated, for sure.
June's definitely
February
overrated.
Is much better than June.
So, and the other thing about February, like if we're, so, okay, those are like, where do they fit in the sports calendar? Like favorite months. Like, is February a month where I might end up having like the most bets of the year, like versus other? Because it's like, oh, well, you bet the NFL so much. Yeah, but that's once a week. There's only 13 games on most weeks. There's every night. There's 100 games in these sports.
Yeah, but we were betting on these games while the NFL was going on also, though.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, but college basketball just started right before the holidays. Yeah, so I mean, it's not quite the same. Man, like the volume this month is all right.
How many games are you betting on a night? Would you say? How many pending wagers do you have per day?
I mean, NBA is probably like 3 to 6. And then college is like 17 to, well, Saturday. So like 17 to 65.
So, 65 is an extreme number.
Well, it's Saturday. So, I mean, just like, what do you want? You know, first half, second halves, totals. Like, what are we doing here?
But like, I would say during the games, during the football season, I would have like 20 bets a night, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, 20. Well, I guess what I see, I don't bet as many props as you do. That's
well,
that's
I bet all of Bills hockey also.
That's true. Very good point. But yeah, February, good high volume month. Definitely a lot better than the summer months in that way. I don't know. I figured I'd start that way. Like, just, you know, anytime we get to turn the page to something new, like, what do we have to look forward to this month? A ton of games in the regular season of many sports. It's like, it's awesome. Yeah. Start prepping for the NCAA tournament. I got some spreadsheets working. We're starting to put some stuff together and really start to attempt to clear up the picture of maybe who has the most logical chances of winning based on what we know right now.
What, as a Patriots fan, what did you make of Tom Brady not mentioning the Patriots by name in his retirement announcement?
Why do people care about this stuff? That's just,
I don't know, but I'm just old. But they really, really,
they
really
care
do.
More than so many other things. Like, I mean, just even the people who don't like have a dog in the fight who are tweeting like, oh, interesting. And I'm like, no, like you picked the exact opposite of what it is. Like, it'd be like, oh, uninteresting is actually what it is.
Like he did it already. Like he left them like 2 years ago and talked about like how much he loves them, etc. Like it happened already.
It's a social media post by someone who is like has careful media training, and it's like gratitude and like reflective. It's like I couldn't imagine caring. I couldn't imagine caring about the post itself, much less who he doesn't mention. Like, okay, he retired next. Cool. Right. And so, I mean,
it is. It's Tom Brady. I mean,
I care that he retired, but I don't care about like the manner in which he posts it. You know what I mean? I care a lot about the retirement.
Do any of your friends that are Patriots fans care about this?
I actually texted with a few. It was referenced by one of them. It was referenced that it's like, yeah,
like a personal affront.
It was more like, well, so, I mean, I've let that. Like, my friends kind of view me as like, tell me if this is important or not, or like, tell me if this is meaningful. So I was like asked by a friend, like, yeah, like, didn't mention New England, like, what's up with that? And I was like, what's up with that? And I started singing the song. And I was like, nothing is up with that. Like, who cares? Like, did he not thank them already? It's a social media post about
retirement.
I retweeted
this, but like, when he left the Patriots in the first place, he did like the 10 slide thing, thanking like everyone in New England, like it happened already. Like, do we think that like when Tom Brady, like over the next couple of years, like when he talks to the media, when he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, like he's not going to talk
Bucks
about
Nation,
Belichick.
Fire the cannons. What's up?
Like he's not going to talk about Robert Kraft or Bill or McDaniels or his teammates or Boston or New England. Like, is this not going to happen?
This is for
like,
my
really?
Favorite offensive mind. Byron Leftwich.
I mean, like, come on, guys. Like, what are people getting up in arms about here? Like, really?
Well, it's like Chris, that's just like how we started. That's how we started. Chris Beard. Why is everybody so bad? Because people kind of like being mad, I think. What's this story?
I don't know.
People like being mad, too.
You know what I want? I want to be left alone. Can't do that until 7 o'clock Eastern. On the other side, our favorite betting stories from the legendary career of the great Tom Brady.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.